Hey, After Buzzers, we're going to be talking all things Born This Way, episode 5 and 6. We're going to be getting into the ravioli disaster, the no drama party, and 5-star Uber rides. Let's get it going, guys.
Tuned in to After Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. You don't want
no drama.
No drama. All right, After Buzzers, I am Joseph A. Shepherd, and to my left, I have the beautiful
Carlina Will.
What's up? I'm Steph Sabra.
All right, we're going to be talking all things Born This Way, episodes 5 and 6. We have a lot of things coming up. We have Megan not answering her phone. We end up having a self-defense class, and we have a lot of crazy things that were going on in this episode. Yeah. What did you guys think overall, these two?
Oh my gosh, I was so in for the like no drama party, and I'm so glad they made it like co-ed. And then also I'm interested in talking about Rachel's cooking skills.
Oh.
I love this episode. I feel like the communication skills were better than any that I possess between friends. Like, there's no passive aggressiveness. I'm like, they get straight to the point and they debate things in a smart way, like the party, the co-ed party, and I'm like, I'm learning from this. I was taking notes.
So, getting into everything, we have the up of Rachel and Megan living together. Is this kind of how you guys expected things to start going? Like, are you excited to see them actually working together and, like, being, living together? Are you excited for that?
Yes, I think they did a fantastic job, you know? Like, they learned how to, first of all, I'm glad she, like, learned how to, learn how to clean up after a party. Remember, wasn't that my concern? Like,
yeah.
A few episodes ago, I'm like, are they gonna remember to clean up, you know, and order food? And I'm glad that they made it, like, co-ed, but just as friends, my first roommate, it didn't do too well. So just the fact that they really were able to listen to each other and be like, hey, let's do this, let's do that, let's actually sit on the couch, like Steph was saying, and have a proper conversation of like what kind of party we would want to have. So I think they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't sure in the beginning, because it's always weird, even more so when you are good friends, but they're the perfect balance.
They really are.
I love how Rachel's like a little bit more shy and Megan's like, let's do this, but she's nice about
it. Exactly. They also seem like the good roommates that like will stay out of each other's business, like, because you did see Megan separately and you did see Rachel separately, so when they did intermingle, it was like good intermingling, and that's like the perfect roommate to have, because when they're too up in your business, it's like a big no, like, do not get near me.
And they were cheering each other on, which I'm all about.
It was so cute.
She's like, yes, girl. And I was like, yes. Like, give your girl compliments.
Like when the moms came over and they were ordering the food and Megan was ordering the food. It was like the biggest deal. And like, it was so cute, because do you remember your first time like being on the phone? Do you remember that?
Like ordering food?
Like any type of conversation, like you, like not the grandma, like here's the phone for your grandma, but like something big, like ordering food. Do you remember that?
Yes, and I still screwed up. So it's really hard to order
food. It really is.
Especially at like a Thai place, because, or Chinese, any Asian food or anything where the names are different than what you, it's not like pasta. It's like lo mein. Like no one wants to
And
say
I had
that.
To remember, like, you know, when they give you your food, they usually don't give utensils. Like you have to ask for that when you're ordering.
There's a lot of things.
I was like, can I have a Thai iced tea? Please don't forget the straw. Like that's so sad. Like
I just remember the first time that I called somewhere and my mom said you can order pizza, and it was during my puberty stage, and so my voice sounded like a girl. And then they were like, okay ma'am, we'll bring you the pizza, and I was like, mom, I'm not a girl. But Megan and Rachel, I think they are doing the best that they can. They're doing really great. And then Rachel decided to cook for the first time, and she cooked her dad a grilled cheese first.
She did.
And then she moves on to something bigger and better. She moves on to the ravioli. Now, cooking expert Carlina, what do you think about that ravioli?
She made four.
For four people. So each person got one. But last time I checked, ravioli, you need to have at least 6, 7, 8 pieces.
But, you know, it was her first time. And I first thought, like, her mom, Lori, was going to be the expert in it, you know. And then she's like, girl,
she didn't want to make this.
You know what y'all need? Y'all need cooking with Carlina to come teach y'all how to make some ravioli. We'll make that happen.
You should get Rachel on the show.
That's true. Rachel, come on my show.
I'm finding how to cook with her, too. Because, okay, Also, Rachel, you picked one of the hardest dishes I've ever seen prepared. Yeah. Like, you were hand-making that, the pasta to go on it. And I was still impressed, though. I'd be really happy with the one piece of ravioli from you.
Yeah, she did.
I feel the exact same way. I can't even cook a grilled chicken breast. Like, I'm like, is it done yet? Is it done yet? Is it done yet? I'm like, no, it looks pink. No, so...
My thing wasn't the four pieces. It was the fact that those four pieces took her 2 hours.
She tried her best. At the end of the day...
A for effort. I respect it.
For effort.
Such a good attitude about it, though, because I would have been like, seriously, Mom, no, I'm not cooking this anymore.
Yeah, right? Now, a new addition to the cast this season has been Rocco, and I actually thought it was the cutest thing. He was now riding a school bus, you know, he's very young, and he was so nervous to end up, you know, stepping down the stairs. I thought it was the cutest thing. But the funniest thing I could not stop laughing at is when they were doing the pumpkin, wind up pumpkin, like the Jack in the Box, and they were like going it through, and the thing kept coming out and scaring him. Mm-hmm. But he loved it, and he kept doing it over and over, even though it scared him. I absolutely thought it was so cute.
I don't like getting scared, so he's braver than me.
My favorite part about Rocco's storyline this episode was his mom. Oh. His mom, when the dad was like, oh, well, people are waiting behind the bus. And she's like, they can wait. She's so right. They can wait for him to walk down the stairs. And then he did it. And it was a huge accomplishment. Yeah, like, right. There's no rush.
But how long would you wait, though, if you were the car behind?
Until he walked.
I'm just curious.
But his mom, your mom was really funny. Like, how can you beep at a school bus?
That is true.
It's true.
You cannot beep at a school bus or a disability bus.
Yeah, there's like... Yep.
Those are the two.
Yeah.
Or it's like, that's when you need to take a step back and be like, what is my rush?
Yeah.
It is true. Like, it kind of puts things into perspective, like... There's no need.
No. Yes.
It can wait another extra minute, 2 minutes.
And that was worth him, you know, conquering his fear to go down the stairs. Like, it was great.
It was good. And then we get into Sean's business. Now, Sean is, like, trying to, like... do a one-up on Megan by doing these t-shirts. I need to know if there's some rivalry there, if they're having a business competition.
Shawnees. Doesn't that sound like your friend's name? Like, we got Shawnees on the show today.
No, my
friend's name is Peter.
He's like, my friend's name's Peter.
How both Sean and Megan have come up with, like, the best slogans on t-shirts I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, separately. So I feel like there could be a competition, but... they're definitely completely different markets. Like, I love your slogans, Sean, but I probably wouldn't wear them like I would wear Megan's, but I know a ton of people who would want Sean's slogans.
Yeah. That's true. It's a good point. Like, two completely different audiences, so it's not really going to mix and match.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Sean's going to be able to have this business thrive? And then, my next question for you is, what other products should Sean put out?
Yes, he's going to thrive, especially with his girl, Kayla. We love her.
Kaylee.
We love her. And another product he could have, I have to think about that.
Okay, first of all, his business is going to do amazing. What is it? Beer Burrito Babes. I love that shirt. I wish it was like Beer Burrito Bay, you know, with a dude on the end, and I would wear it.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's an idea. There you go.
Your next
shirt for women. There you go.
I'm trying to think what I would want. Maybe some like a sweat outfit. That could be really cool.
Oh, yeah. That says Shawnees on it?
Yeah.
Shawnees.
Need Shawnees.
That sounds like it's a really good brand name. Like Yeezy and like it's like Shawnees. Like, now I'm getting what you're saying, girl. Yeah. Like, now I'm getting it. I'm feeling it.
See? Sounds like you're hanging out with your friend.
I also, one thing about the show that I really, really love is I love how supportive these parents are, and I love how they are there, like, through thick. They're there through thin, but they are always there. And Megan, I need to know why you were not answering your phone for your mama.
Oh, no.
What's the longest you've gone without talking to your mom and dad?
When they've actively tried to call me?
Yes.
Probably a night. like in when I was in high school and really annoying, or maybe now I would do that, but my mom freaks out. She's like, Chris, where it's like, because my mom's a prosecutor, so she sees like the worst things in the world. Mm-hmm. And
so she assumes the worst?
Assumes the worst instantly. Like, oh my God, she's been picked up and stolen. And so I get it. Like, it must put so much fear into their heads. So, but Megan seemed to acknowledge it once Chris explained. I just need a text.
Yeah, that's it.
I went longer without talking to my mom. like 2-3 months. But she's like a public defender. So similar, but like she's always trying to like be, she'll ask you a question, she'll be like, but I already knew the answer. Why'd you lie? And I'm like, I didn't lie.
See, that's getting into the whole thing about the Megan pregnancy thing. Your mom's pulling that stuff.
That was her. Always checking social media. I had to block her. She doesn't follow me, y'all. Like, that's Megan, block your mom on social media.
Don't.
Megan, don't listen to it. Don't listen to it.
Do not. That was when you were like, I feel like Megan's she's grown they share everything. Yeah. So it's, there's nothing to hide.
Yeah. I also love that when she was ignoring her mom's phone call, she's sitting on her bed and she's like, cookie. Like, and I'm like, oh, you watch an Empire.
Right. Like, did you guys see like what she had her mom's name saved under?
No, what did she have to say?
Like, it was something like drama queen diva. Like, save my mom's name like that. That's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Megan's sass this episode was so funny. Like, throughout it all, like, no matter what she was saying, even though I was like, you probably shouldn't say that to your mom, I was like, still laughing.
It was hilarious. And then when those firefighter strippers came in, oh, they actually weren't strippers, but the firefighters came in.
They were not strippers! He wishes.
I do wish. Just like Megan was wishing. Megan was wishing. She was all about that.
Did you pay attention to the fire safety, though?
I did hear the beep when they were like, have you ever heard a beep before? I was like, yeah, I heard a beep.
That's the only thing he remembers.
But it was so funny, too, because when they were like, do you know what to do when, you know, it's safety and, like, you know, if something ends up happening, call 911. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, and then the firefighter and the police men will come. And they both were like, oh, like.
It was so, Megan was so funny when she was saying that. And then you could see Rachel being, like, the embarrassed. She was so embarrassed. She's like, Megan!
Another big moment that we got into these two episodes was John and Steven and with their driving. They both are wanting to get their license. They're both wanting to achieve that. And they both got in the car for the first time.
They did.
You seem a little scared there, Carlina.
For John, yes. Would you be the passenger for John? No. He drives really fast. And you know, I think I agree with the driver, you know, the coach or whatever, where he's like, you know, get your vision checked a little bit for peripheral. Because, you know, there is always, especially driving in L.A., there is that car that just, like, sneaks up on the side.
I forgot they're in L.A. Like, that scared me even more. Oh, my gosh.
Like, L.A. driving is scary. If you can drive in L.A., you can drive it anywhere. I'm just telling y'all. So I was just, like, scared about that part. But, like, other than that, like, I feel like, you know, I would more likely ride with Sean.
Steven.
Steven. I would ride with Steven.
I just loved John's perseverance and his, like, even after all, when his sister was talking smack, when, like, everyone was telling him he can't, he's like, I don't care. I'm so committed to this. Mm-hmm. And that is, like, the whole reason I love this show. That I feel like I can do anything if he wants to do anything, and I feel like he will achieve this. It'll just take him more time. Like, everyone has something that takes them a little longer, and this is his thing. Like, maybe it is the eye check, and like, but the driver ed teacher, who I loved, was saying that you can train that.
Yeah,
so that's awesome.
But those driving tests are hard.
They are hard.
They are
evil. Did you pass your first one? I didn't.
I don't think I passed my first one.
Yep.
I really do not. Those things are hard, and I love that Elena was trying to help John out, and then John's sister comes in, and she was like, what do you think about the enchiladas? And I was like, what? I was like, that needs to be my new slogan. Start asking people, be like, what do you think about the enchiladas?
I wrote that down. I was dying at that, because she was the best friend and inspiration, but then she was also throwing the shade, like, they're getting a lot wrong, some right.
And that goes back to, like, them saying, like, listen, they do, like, what are they, you know, they're very honest with each other. Like, you know, I'm going to kick it back a little bit to a little bit of our previous conversation about Rachel and Megan. Remember when their parents sat them down and they were like, hey, what do you guys think you need to work on? And Rachel's like, you know, I need to work on cooking. Yes, Rachel, yes, you do. And then also cleaning. cleaning, you know? And she's like, yeah. And then Megan's like, I need to work on keeping my room clean. And Rachel turns like, yes, girl. Like, the shade, the shade. I was thinking that, though, when she was in her room. I was like, I really wanted to make her bed. Like, she had her room crazy.
It's hard.
She probably couldn't find her phone. That's what she needed to
say. But I just want to know, why do we make our beds? Like, who are we making our beds for? At the end of the day, like, why do I need to wake up in the morning and make my bed?
Because you're about to get, you just in case you have company over, you never know, you want it to look presentable. That's what my mom used to tell me.
I mean, but if you, like, when I was younger, mom be like, make your bed. I'm like, I'm 6 years old. Ain't nobody coming over. Ain't nobody gonna care.
You don't even let me have play dates, mom. Like,
I mean, I'm 27 now and I'm still not making my bed.
Oh, gosh.
I try to, but there's a lot of days where I just, I'll just flip the sheets. Dope. Yeah, I know. I'm getting a new apartment. This is why I feel Rachel and Megan's, like, growing pains. Mm-hmm. And it is one of my rules that I want to, like, have the throw pillows. Yes. And be all fancy. Yes. With it. Yes.
That's why every time I come over, people are like, because I always put stuff back the way it is before I leave home for the day. Because I never do know who's coming. Like, someone's like, you know, because I cook. So someone's like, hey, I'm making dinner. You want to join? And they're like, yeah. So I never am like, oh, shoot, I got to hurry up and clean my house before they get there, because I usually get there the same time I do. Mm. So it's just like, they're like, oh, your house is always clean.
So every morning, you get up out of bed.
Yes.
You brush your teeth.
Yes.
You then end up doing your bed.
Yep.
You clean around your little nicks and knacks around the house.
Yep. And then I leave.
How long did it take? Too long! Another thing that I think should be a law is that when Steven was driving, and then when they were doing the questions, and when Ellen was asking the questions, and then she was like, what's like the speed limit or something? And he was like, 60 miles an hour. I was like, yeah, I wish it was 60.
And 60, like 65,
everywhere.
Oh yeah, that is dreams.
That is dreams.
Another thing that Rachel and Megan ended up doing is they all went to the self-defense class. Was a big ladies. Thing. Have you guys taken one? Do you think that that should be something that people mm-hmm. should do?
Yes. As a woman, I don't know if you feel this, I'm constantly, like, in fear, but also fully aware. Mm-hmm. And I need to take actually another one, because the last time I took one was in college. But to know that you have a little bit on your side, a little bit more of control of the situation is so easing. And to hear what happened to Rachel, which is literally the most disgusting thing ever.
That was depression. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, if you guys don't remember, Rachel was approached by a man who asked her what her disability was and then asked if he could take her down the street. Yeah. That is so many red flags, and she did the perfect thing by calling her mom. Ladies, always call someone if you feel like it's always trust your gut. 9 times out of 10, your gut is right, and even if you're like a little bit snarky to someone, who cares? Guys can take the denial, but yes. That was so creepy. So I felt for Rachel when she felt legitimate fear from then to now, which a lot of women feel every day. And so taking this class, I feel like, was the perfect little medicine to cure some of that.
Yes, I definitely say I took the self-defense class, but I also love to box. So these guns.
Yeah.
So... Nice one. No, but seriously, because it teaches you, you know, your opponent, like, your steps, you want to match them in fighting. You know, so it's like a little bit for women, we have, you know, our arms and our legs to kind of, you know, because we're shorter than mm-hmm. men. So they say always hit low. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, practice a lot of uppercuts and stuff like that when I'm boxing. And then also, women don't realize that so much stuff in your purse can be used as weapons.
Ooh.
First of all, you got, like, your pepper spray. Don't forget your pepper spray. You got your hot sauce, which you can, like, throw in somebody's
Ooh.
Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You have your keys, which can be used as brass knuckles. So these are, like, all things I've learned. Like, you know, because in boxing, sometimes you don't have your gloves. So you got to find, like, other things, you know. You have, you know, those big water bottles. I carry, like, a huge Trader Joe's water bottle. When it's full, that thing might hurt.
With this big purse, like Santa Claus's sack. Like.
Trader Joe's water. Dude, I always think about that with the gallon chugs.
Yes, you can hit somebody with that. That's a black eye right
that
there.
That is true.
So think about, like, the stuff in your purse and your surroundings. So, like, while they're not going to expect you to use your keys to, like, because keys are sharp. If you're like that, you know, if you combine it with, like, an uppercut, like, you can get pretty far and scream while you're hitting him. Like, he's probably going to be the one screaming, but, you know, just make your way for it. So, self-defense, but also, like, even though if you think you're winning the fight, still scream so you can get attention from other people mm-hmm. and then call for help.
I actually love, too, that their parents are taking all of these measures to make sure that they are safe and that they are okay and they're okay to live on their own. And I really, like, looking at this, I really do wish that when I was in high school and when I was, like, going to be leaving out of the house that I had these things. Because, like, mm-hmm. you never had, like, classes to teach you these things. Yeah. Never, like, these little small things that could save your life. Like a self-defense class. Like, I don't know. I was walking
down
the middle.
Geometry, so.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Pentagon. Exactly. But I do love that the parents... They, like, tug at my heartstrings all the time because mm-hmm. they care so much about these children. And, I mean, when they were, like, bawling, like, when, you know, Rachel's mom was, like, crying over, like, actually, you know, and she was like, you know, I'll still come every single day, but, you know, until I know that she's ready. And then she said, Megan's mom ended up saying that she believed that Megan is being more independent with Rachel than she was living with her. And I think that that really, really struck a chord with me because it was, like, you have to let them go in order for them to grow. Like, oh, that's a good saying.
Yes, yeah. Totally. I totally agree. Every time the parents come on, I'm like, you guys are the best parents ever. And we talked about Rachel's parents. They continuously are, like, the coolest people ever.
I love them.
And the mom, yeah, style points for the mama.
What? She always looks good.
She does always
she
look good.
She does. Mm-hmm. I love her, like, bob, everything. Yeah. Like, she's got it going on. She's the swag. I want to be that cool as a mom, like, growing up, hopefully.
Well, that's why Rachel is such a queen.
Yeah.
Everyone on this cast is, like, my favorite people ever. It's kind of bad. Every time I watch it, I'm like, they're my favorite. I'm like, no, they're my favorite. I'm like, they're all my favorite.
Let's talk about, like, Rachel's Uber.
Yes.
On the topic of safety.
On the topic of safety, yes. I thought she would make it. I don't know why, like, her mom was nervous. Like, it's Uber. But maybe because we've done Uber every since. Like, Uber is a little scary, like, you know your driver's name. Like, I think Uber does a great job of trying to protect you as much as possible.
Is it scarier for girls and guys? Like, when I get an Uber, I'm not scared. I mean, like, I know that that's, like, a bad thing to say. I mean, I guess it's a good thing to say. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like for a girl, like, a guy can be in a... who's driving you can be in a very you know, they can be all over the place and can be somebody who is extremely excited one night and picks somebody up and does not take no for an answer. So, like, is that a scarier factor?
It does actually happen, like, all the time. Uber's having a huge problem with that. But, yeah, it does. If I have a guy pick me up, I'll usually get dropped off a block away from my house because I don't want them to have my address. Or if I feel some type of way, I'll, like, be like, I'm sharing my location now so you can know, like, if I get dropped off. And so, I get the fear, but I feel like Rachel is good. It was the daytime. It wasn't like she's not taking it late at night, like from a bar or anything like that. Usually, I think women have to be more aware after they drink or they're going out late. But still, it's always good to be aware because strangers are weirdos.
They are weird. But I agree with Steph. Like, always send your location to your friends. Do you guys have any, like, you know, speaking of, hit it with a special segment.
Special segment is crazy Uber stories.
This one was in the works.
Who's going first?
What crazy Uber stories do you have for us today?
Okay, the craziest one, I haven't had that many weird, like, horrible ones. I would say that they all unload their issues on me. Like, I feel like they're therapists. But the main one was this one guy trying to tell me, like, all these, like, really weird relationship tips and, like, sex tips and, like, all this. Yeah, and I have it on camera. Maybe next episode. Because I had to film that. I'm like, if you're going to make me feel uncomfortable, I'm going to save this footage.
What?
So I have it. He was funny, but he was weird. Yeah, that was the weird. And my one friend was, like, so uncomfortable. And I was just, like, kind of whatever. So
I know this show, we tried to keep it a little G, but, like, were any of those tips, like, great?
We'll keep it really PG. Nothing I didn't know. No,
oh! Just kidding.
And What's yours, Carlina?
Y'all, you know it had to deal with food. So, you know, I went out to eat and was ordering to go, you know. And so the Uber driver's bringing me back from the restaurant because I ordered my food to go. Listen, I had to hurt my ankle so I couldn't drive.
Stop looking at me like that.
No, you just made me think of a story. So that's
okay. So, like, I couldn't really drive. So, like, he was like, man, I haven't eaten. I was like, really? You want some of my food? Boy, I hooked him up with some plates, some hot wings. I got him, like, some half of my potato salad. Like, my Uber driver got fed. So we was, you know, I gave him half of my drink.
I bet you got a 7-star rating right there.
My rating is a 4.95.
Oh.
Ow, ow.
I take care of my Uber drivers. You're going to get fed.
Well, I don't think I take care of my Uber driver. So one time, I had a few drinks, and I really wanted some Popeyes. And I made him drive to Popeyes and sit in the drive-thru for about 30 minutes because the line was so slow. I am not great.
What?
I didn't think it was going to be that long. We were sitting there for 30 minutes.
What was your bill at the end of this?
Probably like a 80-something.
I don't know.
$80 worth of Popeyes? ride sharing services can be great and they can be a little crazy depending on what it is. Going through the episodes tonight, were there any moments that really either struck your heart or you were laughing crazy about?
I think Kaylee and Sean's whole story, I really, really love Kaylee. And I love the part when he was asking her about the business and they had, like, the most genuine conversation about her supporting him. He listed his 4 things that he looked for in a woman. And she was like, well, that's what I look for. And then he told her she's the one he loves and the one who has his heart. And I was like, okay, like, this is so romantic. But I love when he offered her, wanted her to do the social media, and she's like, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm kind of a social media queen. And I was like, you tell him. I love that part.
Love you, Kaylee. She's awesome. For me, my favorite was just seeing Megan stand up to her mom, because I know that's been, like, an ongoing battle. So just for her to be like, hey, mom, I can do this. You got to understand, like, when I'm in my own place, this is my rules. This is when you can call, you can text. You know, just seeing Megan become more of her own person and, you know, taking on her business and living with Rachel and killing it. Like, I, being the true boss, going back to last week, boss queen that she is.
Bossy.
I loved when Sean did the pop-up shop and there was a cardboard cutout of Sean right at the entrance, and I was like, I want a cardboard cutout of myself. I don't know what I would do with it, but I was like, like you said, like, you a boss, you got a cardboard cutout of yourself. I bet that was the first thing that he bought. He was like, mom, this is the money's going to a cardboard cutout of myself.
His confidence is, like, so, yeah. I love his confidence when she lifted up the blanket when they were going through the merchandise and the towel. And she's like, we've only sold 2 of these. And he's like, what? And she's like, do you want to pull it? And he's like, no. I like it.
I can see Josh doing that.
Yes.
And then when she said, and then when she goes, when they were like, a baby onesie. And I was like, man, he's making onesies for some babies. I was like, what am I doing with my life? I mean, it always just brings you around. The show to me is just so phenomenal in so many different aspects, just showing that you can be young, you can have a disability, and I like to call it an ability. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you have a voice that you may not have necessarily had, you know, if you didn't have your ability. Like, you have a voice, you're able to showcase that and show the world that, hey, I'm not any different than you. Like, at the end of the day, it's like, live your life, and they are doing the best with their lives. Like, I am, like, envious of their life. It's like when you're, like, Instagram, you see all those, like, people with social media, like, all overseas, you're like, I want to be there! Like, them, yeah. I'm always like, oh, I want to do a self-defense class. I want to go and, like, you know, do all this stuff. But I absolutely, like, every single week, I come down to it.
Can I bring up, like, one more
topic? Go at it.
Can we talk about the goat yoga real quick?
Oh, yes!
What?! No, like, who did the goat pee on? I forgot. Who was that? No, you're not.
Peon.
Yes, a goat peed on one of them. Who was it? Was it, oh my gosh, was it Rachel?
What episode were you watching?
Oh my gosh. I remember Megan saying, I want a man to massage me, not a goat.
That's what I'm saying. The goat peed on Rachel's shirt, and I was like, I'm not having it just for that. I'm not doing the yoga.
I just don't understand how having goats in yoga is actually relaxing. Because all I would think about is, oh no. Like, that would give you more knots in your back.
So what is the... I wish someone could tell us what's, like, the medical reason for the goats.
Probably supposed to, quote, calm you. But then I started thinking about it, and I was like, what would be even calmer? Like, would it be a cat? Would it be a dog on you? Like, but then I would get allergies. So I'm like, no, I don't think any of that would be good.
Like, aren't their hooves, like, sharp?
Or
just,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Right? Or is it supposed to be, like, you know, like... like the acupuncture in your back, like that, when they're just like clawing.
But I mean, it can't, but at the same time, like, getting down, we're dog, and you have a goat on you, like,
maybe for balance.
No, yeah, this is a legitimate thing.
It is. Like, Steph's looking it up.
Wow.
It's like, if you are in the Los Angeles area and have goats that are available to be able to do goat yoga in the studio, then please give us a heads up. We'll gladly do it next week. We shoot the show every Wednesday around 7 p.m. So if you can do that, then bring them in and we'll have a great time.
So,
I'm not doing it.
You are doing it. So next week, guys, we have the finale coming up. It is the big old wedding. Are there any predictions that you guys have coming up? Anything that you are thinking, excited for? And now, you're after
Buzz TV. Predictions. Okay.
Do you think it's going to be a bridezilla? Do we think?
Yes. Yes, she will be a bridezilla, but I think she'll also be fine because Angel's pretty chill. You know, she's going to realize, like, listen, I need to calm down and get this done. But I'm curious to see if they do, like, the buffet or the sit-down dinner. Remember that? Like,
yeah, that was that big conversation we had.
About that.
You better not. You better not.
Did you see this one? Didn't even know what the Queen Mary was. She thought it actually sailed.
Oh, yeah.
A Queen Mary?
The Queen Mary, the boat.
Yeah, that one that's haunted?
It is?
I can't wait to see the wedding venue now that I know it's not the Queen Mary.
No, it's not.
The Queen Mary's not moving.
Yes, it's not moving.
I do have to say in the chat, I'll say it after my prediction, I do predict that we're going to get some bridezilla, but Angel always calms her down. This is why they're going to have such a great marriage. I think that we'll have more. I think Megan and Rachel are moving back into their houses, so they might
because
do...
Because it was that time period.
Yeah. Time period. So they might figure out what their next steps are, because I feel like they're both ready to live on their own. Mm-hmm. I hope that they continue to live together, because I feel like it's a really good partnership. Mm-hmm. And hopefully more Elena, because
I think that's like Miss Elena this episode.
And her William. They're so cute.
They are so cute.
I love her and William.
But quick in the chat, coffee time, when we were talking, I didn't see this before, but when we were talking about making his bed, he said, I'm nearly 50 and I still don't make my bed. Thank you, coffee time. You're making us feel good.
Y'all are so bad. I'm done with them.
I think I'm most looking forward to, and predictions that I have, I do think that Christina might be a little bit of a bridesmaid. Or not a bridesmaid, a bridezilla when it comes down to it. I am excited that all the girls are going to be in the wedding. Yeah. I'm excited that it's going to be a whole cast, like, type wedding. And just be able to, like, have those moments. Like, I can't imagine. I mean, I'm not dating anybody, and I'm not married. So, I mean, I can't imagine what those steps are like. But I feel like it's going to be so magical. I feel like the dress is, like, going to be the dress. Like, I feel like everything's going to come together. I am excited to see if it is a buffet just for you.
A buffet is good. You save lots of money.
We are not the Golden Corral.
You did not just shade the Golden Corral.
but I am excited for that. I'm also...
Steph is losing it.
I'm sorry, Golden Corral.
I'm very, very excited to see, like you said, like, what happens with Megan and what happens with Rachel, and if they do live together. I do think them living together is what is needed in order for them to be able to grow and flourish. I think that all of them, I think the whole cast, each of the cast members has something that's going to help them be able to be their full potential. Mm-hmm. And I think that Megan and Rachel living together and moving out together, that's going to help them grow as people. Like we kind of saw with John and Steve and the driving thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it may not work out for them, but I think that there's something else that's going to help them be able to achieve that and be able to get to... Because it's like a self-satisfaction thing. At the end of the day, you want to be independent. Everybody wants to be an independent at the end of the day until you get independent and then you just want to go back to your mommy.
Yes.
Like, eventually, like, it comes around. But I think that... Very excited for next week.
I am. It's going to be so good. And Steph, do you have any hints for next week?
Oh, you guys, such exciting news. We're going to be able to Skype with the entire cast beforehand, so we'll be able to show some of that footage during the finale. Yes, we are so excited. And we'll be able to see, I think, all of them because they're going to be viewing it together. So it'll be a great time. And write down some questions in the comments or tweet us some questions that you guys want us to ask them, and we'll do it.
So excited. Well, guys, that's all the time that we have for you today. I'm Joseph Shepherd.
You guys can follow me at Cooking with Carlina, and then on Twitter at Cook with Carlina.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Steps of Raw. And we will be doing our No Drama Party next week.
For the finale. Drama. Until next time, we will see you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
No drama. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.